Officer calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
Yes, it's 02035.
Your name?
Tracy Randall.
And for security, would you confirm the address?
Yes, it's 96 Morse Street, Foxborough, Mass. 02035.
Thank you. I have the account located, and that is, That is for the contest entry for the Bite Sub Mixer. I'm sure the account is under dispute. How can I help you?
Yes. I had, I did not go on the Valuable Trends Guide site at all. I was on a completely different website, and I had won a mixer, and all I had to do was pay $2 for shipping. And I filled out, I was congratulated on it. I filled out my information for the $2 shipping. And after that, it I never saw the mixer again. It sent me to different places, and two companies had charged me. And you were one of the companies that charged me. The last company I spoke with, they had offered to do, if I, my bank offered to call them and said they wouldn't do a rebuttal, then they would return the money. But I'm asking if you would return the money, or my bank and I will have to go forward with the rebuttal and filed fraud charges. We have all the screenshots. It's just very deceiving.
Okay, so I do apologize for any misunderstanding regarding our company's service. We were providing a contest entry for the mixer to all of our new customers, as explained in the terms and conditions. So again, I do sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding. I am showing that you've actually already contacted us and informed us
yes.
You've disputed the charges. So unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to issue a refund with that dispute being filed, simply because of the fact what happens is once they do the investigation, we do turn over the initial terms and conditions. Once they're provided that, they do have to honor the company's charges.
Oh, so, I see. So I have all the screenshots and everything showing every step I took that shows exactly what's going on, that, you know, it has nothing about a sweepstakes. It says the sweepstakes is get the mixer. And then congratulations, you won the mixer. I have the whole screenshot. It says nothing about, it's just very deceiving. So as far as I understand that you are not going to do anything about it until I go forward with the bank, the bank's rebuttal and the fraud charges. Is that what you're saying?
Because
the
no,
last,
ma'am.
The other company that took money from me, they'd returned the money instead of going forward with that. But are you going to, are you telling me that you're not going to refund the money and that I have to go forward with the rebuttal with the bank and the fraud charges? That's what I'm asking.
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, since you've already informed you filed the dispute to our company, you would have to have your financial institution call in to drop the dispute in order for us to assist you further.
All right. So how do I, if is there a number that they can call without them having to be on hold for 25 minutes? I mean, is that part of the thing you do, or is there a different direct number that they can call, or is this the only number?
This is the only number, and calls are answered in the order they're received, so they would need to wait.
All right. If I could get, can you, add, if I give you the phone number to the bank, can you add the call right now?
No, ma'am. They would need to call on their recorded line.
Oh, like I could call and have them on the line with me then?
Correct. They would have you on their back line.
All right. Okay, thanks. Someone's going to give them a call, and we'll probably be calling you back in a few minutes.
All right. And thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.